Jeremiah 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. I went down to the potter's house, and he was making a work on the wheels. When the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hand of the potter, he made of it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of God came to me, saying, House of Israel, can't I do with you as this potter? Behold, as the clay, which is really dust, out of which man is made, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. So they weren't going the way that he wanted them to go in his hand, because they weren't very soft and responsive clay. They were stubborn. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation or kingdom to pluck up and to break down and destroy it, if that nation concerning which I have spoken turn from their evil, I will repent or change my mind of the evil that I thought to do to them. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation to build it and plant it, if they do that which is evil in my sight, that they not obey my voice, then I will repent of the good with which I said I would benefit them. So you see this happening really with Nineveh. God said in 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed, but they repented, they were soft, and so they weren't destroyed. And so God's purpose in that sense is open to some degree, that he says things, but he's given here the explanation that he will change. If we repent or if we are wicked, he can change his purpose that he intended. The important thing is that we are soft, that we're humble in the hand of the potter. So speak to the men of Judah, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I frame evil against you. Return now each one from his evil way, and amend your ways. But they say, It is in vain. We will walk after our own devices, and we will do each one after the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, Ask now among the nations, Who has heard such things? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Shall the snow of Lebanon fail from the rock of the field? Shall the cold waters that flow down from afar be dried up? For my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to false gods. So had they forgotten God? They were talking a lot about Yahweh. They were still offering sacrifices to him. They were very fond of Yahweh's temple. You can go through all the religion, you can go through all the outward appearance, and yet forget God in your heart and be worshipping other gods. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then they said, Come, let's devise devices against Jeremiah. So when people speak the truth, often those who hear that truth and are guilty, they want to shoot the messenger. They think that if we can kill the person who said this or get rid of him or discredit him, then the word that he said isn't true. Now, Paul had this with the Christians in Galatia, and he said to them, Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So you'll find that as you preach the gospel, that it's not an easy job because it is a call to repentance. It's a call to recognize that people have sinned and nobody wants to hear that, naturally speaking. No, I'm fine. How dare you say that? You hurt my feelings. You upset me. And that's why at the beginning of his ministry, God strengthened Jeremiah in his mind, psychologically, that he could do this. And he'll do the same with us. So they said, Come, let us strike him with the tongue and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, Yahweh, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? They have dug a pit for my soul. Remember how I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. So actually, Jeremiah was doing this because he really wanted these people to repent. He did it because he loved them, but they hated him for it. As Paul said to the Corinthians, the more I love you. And he loved them by telling them that really, you're going the wrong way if you want to get to the kingdom of God. The more he says, I love you, the more you hate me. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine. Give them over to the power of the sword. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when you shall bring a troop suddenly on them, for they have dug a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. So one minute Jeremiah is saying, oh, I am hurt because of their hurt. He's weeping for them, he's feeling for them, he's got a heart that bleeds for them. And now he's so angry when he realizes how he's been treated by them, he says to God, go on, destroy them, because they tried to kill me. Yet, Yahweh, you know all their counsel against me to kill me. Don't forgive their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. So we also are like that. We find it hard to keep up the high level of love, which we ought to have, the high level of having a heart that bleeds for people. We find it hard to keep that intensity. And he slips here quite clearly because he's wishing destruction upon them. And we can be the same. And one of the joys of the kingdom is that spiritually we won't go up and down, but we will be stable in the person that we would really like to be, which is the spiritual person.